Hey, coming up, we have stories about wedding planning and jealousy. Shockingly, mother-in-law and hubby unite. Cheating wife and prenup, banning mom from the wedding, wedding venues wearing gold to a wedding. Is that a thing? And inheritance. This story comes from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askanaut for Rejecting the Worst Name Ever for Our Offspring? So my husband, 38 male, and I, 36 female, are expecting our first child, a bouncing baby girl in a few months. We were over the moon when we found out the gender, but now things have gotten complicated, to say the least. See, when we first started talking about names, the boy name was immediately decided, Stuart Jr., after my husband. No problem there, it's a classic name and carries family meaning, but for a girl, things got murky. My husband suggested Stuarta. Stuarta. If there's anybody named Stuarta in chat, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, you're not having a stroke. Apparently, his logic is that since Stuart ends with a T, we can just add an A to make it feminine. I tried explaining why that doesn't quite work, how it sounds more like a furniture brand than a human name, how she'd be endlessly correcting people and explaining its origin. He's adamant, though, says it honors him while giving our daughter a unique name. I've suggested alternatives, feminine names that maybe share a similar sound or meaning to Stuart, names he's mentioned liking in the past, even just going back to the drawing board entirely, but he's fixated on Stuarta. Stuarta? 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 I don't even know how to pronounce it. Now, I love my husband dearly, and I understand wanting to honor family, but I can't imagine subjecting our daughter to a lifetime of awkward stares and endless questions about her unusual name. I also worry about potential bullying and the impact it could have on her self-esteem. So, Reddit, am I the jerk for refusing to budge on Stuarta or Stuarta? Is there any compromise I haven't considered? Help a soon-to-be mama out. Looking forward to your thoughts and hopefully some sanity checks. Edit, please no suggestions for other names. The man clearly has a theme and I need to gently steer him away from it, not fuel the fire. Well, I'm glad she mentioned that because I was about to just really focus us up on that and be like, let's develop a list. Is there any way to make Stuart feminine girl name? Now, I have a cousin named Marky, and her dad's name is Mark. And while that, in theory, may sound weird, it really works really well for her. But that's also a name that you can look at and immediately know how to say it, right? Stuarta or Stuarta is different. I mean, there's two options there, but it seems like more of a stretch. Gosh, I don't know if your partner was dead set on a name that you were strongly opposed to. But a name is a two yes system, right? A name, naming your child, is a two yes voting system. If there's one no, it doesn't happen, right? Right? It's S-T-U-A-R-T. Does that make it pronounced differently? Stuart instead of Stuart? I think it's a two vote system here. I think if you're a true partnership and you're not getting just railroaded on every single freaking decision, then it's a two yes vote system. And this is a pretty simple, I understand you're really attached to this. However, my vote is a no. So it's a no go. If it's not two yeses, it's not happening. Now he's going to sabotage that system by voting no on every single alternative that you offer. But then what? Either you stick to your guns and say, okay, we're going to play this game all the way up until the point where this child is born and sitting there as baby Geller and not have a name. Mom, though, I think you're already looking out for your kid. You're already protecting your child here. So I would expect full mama bear mode to kick in and you stick to your guns till the bitter end, until he caves and gives up on Stuarta or Stuarta. It just can't. Or suggest some kind of affiliation compromise that's applicable to your time. Like find somebody who has somebody famous with the name Stuart right now, and you can name them their other name. I'm thinking like Kristen Stewart, right? So you could say Kristen. It's a nod to Stuart. But having to play that game at all is ridiculous. If Why does her name need to honor you? Isn't she going to have your last name, Dad? That is the piece that honors you, right? But why does she have to honor you with her existence, period? Stuella.
Stuella Deville. Stuella Deville.
Stuella Deville. Stulissa. Say, if you use Stuerta now, you won't be able to use Stuart when we have a boy someday. Brilliant. Elise, I like it. Okay, there's the move. There's the play. If you want to use Stuart Jr., then you can't also use Stuerta. So you'd be taking that name off the board if we ever have a boy. Do you really want to do that, Dad? I know how much you want a Stuart Jr. There it is. So the question, am I the asking out for rejecting the worst name ever for our offspring? Hell no. No, I think you as a parent have every right to reject whatever the name you want to reject. It is a two yes system. It's stupid. But you're going to have to do this in a way that makes the choice his and doesn't disrespect his name right now, right? Each develop a list and see what's on both of the list. But I do think in this particular case, because he's so attached to this, the only way to get him to move off of it is to shed light on the fact that if they ever have a boy, Stuart won't be an option then. That's the way to do it. Title of this story from the AITA subreddit is, am I the Askinot for refusing to keep planning my brother's wedding because of his fiance's behavior? Little backstory, went no contact with my family at 18, had my first kid at 19 with my husband that I'm still with today. He's 48 and our age gap is the main issue with my future sister-in-law. I reconnected with my family when I was 24. I, 27 female, was basically acting as my brother's wedding planner for free. This is because 2 years ago, my cousin's wedding planner dropped off the face of the earth and I stepped in to help and everyone loved what I did because I swear to God, I'm the only person in that family with even a smidge of organizational skills. My future sister-in-law, 27 female, is a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. She keeps making comments about how I got with an older man for the money, and so now I have to sit around all day and do nothing. I'm a stay-at-home mother now that I've had my second child. I tried to ignore her, but I reached my limit last week when she made a comment to my daughter, 8 female. Oh, shiz. Red flagging. Don't get me wrong. I love my brother and I wanted to make his experience spectacular and cost effective for him. I'm a hairstylist, so I agreed to do the wedding party's hair for free as my wedding gift to them. I hooked them up with a makeup artist I know who's giving them a discount, and the caterer is a friend of my husband who is giving them a lot of freebies. Now that I'm no longer involved in the process, everyone is charging their standard rates and they're looking for a new stylist. What's she saying? Last week, I was at my brother's place with his future in-laws discussing hairstyles. His future mother-in-law is currently in the process of regrowing her hair after chemo, so I was deciding on a wig versus extensions. While I was focused on her, my future sister-in-law was with my daughter, and she asked her if she thought it was cool that mummy married her daddy so she doesn't have to work. This bitch said, "What? To your kid?" I asked her what she thought she was doing, and she said she just wanted to see if my daughter knew that I married my husband for the money. I packed up immediately and left. I called my brother to tell him that I would no longer be helping with anything, which then led to other parties I brought in raising their prices to standard rates. My brother thinks I'm being childish because now my actions are going to cost them an extra few $1,000s and they may not be able to afford that. He thinks I'm the asshole for not doing it for him like I was before. Am I the Askinot? Top comment here, NTA at all. Your brother needs to speak to his fiance about her behavior, not to you about your reaction to it. OP's response, he's spoken to her before about it, but he's pissed off because I've decided to stop tolerating it for now. The question is, am I the Askinot for refusing to keep planning my brother's wedding because of his fiance's behavior? Absolutely not. This is ridiculous that somebody can actually act like this and expect people to do them favors still. You know, the hypocrisy of it is the great part where she's like, oh, you just married him for the money so you can just sit around and do nothing all day. Yeah, bitch, like doing this for you for free. And then she kept pushing. She kept pushing and pushing and pushing and saying shit and saying shit and saying shit. And then to your kid, that's the line. That's the line was before then. Like, she disrespected you so many times that I don't know how you didn't say something like, first of all, I work. Second of all, because of the little bit of freedom that I do have, that's how I'm able to do this shit for you for free. So keep talking and see what happens. Her mouth ended up costing them a few extra $1,000 as a start. And now they don't have a planner, so logistics are going to be a nightmare. Who's taking over that? Is she going to run them off too? The fact that the brother is like, you're being childish, instead of, I'm so sorry she said that, let me talk to her, is another one of these big ass red flags, because he either knows what he's getting into and has just accepted that that's his fate, his reality for the rest of his life, to put up with this harpy who's going to burn every bridge that he has built right now, or he's just trying to survive the wedding. But it kind of sounds like this is who she is as a person. It's who she is. I don't think this is a Bridezilla thing. I think this is a shitty person thing. Abso-freaking-lutely. The line that she crossed happened way before she talked to your kid. But once she talked to your kid, you have no choice. She left you with no choice at all. And she is absolutely living on Ascon 1, firmly planted with a flag that says here to stay. And I don't know how the f*** this guy is like, you know what? I'm going to spend the rest of my life with that woman. This can't be the only person that she's like that to. It can't be. And also, tell me you're jealous without telling me you're jealous, because somebody has a little bit of freedom. So she let her jealousy run her mouth and run their wedding plans into the ground and cost them extra money. So she's jealous that she doesn't have the resources to have the little bit of freedom that OP has. So her solution was to cost them more money when they have limited resources because she doesn't have the freedom that Kay. Good job, future sister-in-law. Good job, bro, finding that one. You picked them real good. Picked them real good. And someday this bee is going to end up getting this freedom that she so desperately desires. And she's going to be a stay-at-home mom. And she's going to think, I finally made it. I finally climbed the mountain and now I get to stay at home with my wee little babies. And 2 months later, she's going to be like, what have I done? I haven't seen the sunshine in ages. I haven't spoken to another adult human. I've been watching Cocomelon for 3 days straight and it's all starting to make sense. I've lost my mind. That's got to be the hardest damn job in the world. Gotta be. Can't be an asshole to people and expect them to keep helping you, Mercy. Yes, and I talk about that a lot. People who treat people like shit and then turn around and ask them to do them a favor or expect them to continue doing them favors are my least favorite kind of people on the planet. Because that level of assholery knows no limits. None. The next story we have comes from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Asconaut for shouting at my husband and throwing my mother-in-law out? Probably not. Let's be honest. I, 27, have been married to my husband. I'll refer to him as Alex, fake name, 36 male, for 7 years, and we have 2 children together, a 3-year-old girl and a baby 2 weeks old. A week ago, my mother-in-law, we'll call her Kathy, recently had a pretty bad breakup with a long-term partner of hers. Following this, Kathy asked Alex if she could stay with us for a while, and he obliged. Alex didn't run this by me, but as this is his mother and she is going through a rough patch, I let it go. Now here's where the problem begins. Mother-in-law has been constantly critiquing my parenting and even inserting herself in me and Alex's finances. Ooh. I'm no stranger to her bashing my parenting when we would see her on holidays with my toddler, but this was her first time staying with us for so long. Some of my mother-in-law's bashing goes as follows. Baby is mainly formula fed. I want to breastfeed exclusively, but my milk supply is low and I've been working with my baby's pediatrician. She goes on long rants about how I'm feeding my baby poison and throwing money down the drain. And how she breastfed my children with no problems. And that I need to stop being lazy. Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is, Grandma. It's just laziness. That's why. as well as 1,000 critiques about how I'm holding my baby too much and I'll spoil her. No amount of telling her my conversations with my baby's pediatrician put an end to this. And when I make my 3-year-old something quick for breakfast or lunch, and mother-in-law goes on about how you're home all day doing nothing and you can't be bothered to cook a child a real meal. My final straw happened last night. I'm currently on maternity leave, elementary school teacher. My husband is working and makes about 3 times what I make. When my husband got home from work, I asked him to watch the kids for a few minutes while I took a shower. Mother-in-law says I'm being lazy and a gold digger and that I expect her son to do all the work and then come home and babysit. I lost it. I shouted at her to go back to her own damn house and to mind her own parenting. My husband then said I can't do that to my own mother-in-law and that she lives all on her own now and that I was being cruel. What? You did what? I shouted at him that she has 3 other children she can stay with. Then he lets her get away with talking to his wife that way. And what kind of husband is he? Mother-in-law and Alex left. Alex said he'll stay with his mother for a night or two. I called my sister and mom over to help with the kids and to talk to them. I feel like I may be the asknot because even though Alex has heard many of the remarks she's made about me and my parenting, I probably should have talked to him about it and how it made me feel. Edit, apologies for not responding sooner. I just got a chance to check my phone for the first time since I posted. Thank you for all the feedback. I'll read through as much as I can when I can. Okay, OP. Woosa. I understand that you feel like you should have talked to Alex and filled him in on everything before taking this drastic action. But Alex also has a responsibility to talk to you, pull you aside and be like, okay, what the hell's going on? Before siding with his mother and leaving with her. Before he packs up to go stay with his mommy for a few days, he has a responsibility to talk to you about what happened, not in front of his mommy. Do not feel like you should have pulled him aside and clarified first because he failed his responsibility. You are not the askenot here, okay? You are not. And if he wants to take care of his mommy for the rest of his life, that's fine. He can go do that somewhere else. She is not allowed to disrespect you in your house. And if he allows that, he is choosing mommy over you, even though he vowed not to. It's his choice. When he wants to be a big boy and come talk to his wife about what really happened, then he can get the explanation. Then he can get the full story. Until then, he's just allowing himself to be manipulated by mommy. Allowing himself. That's choice. We know that mom didn't have issues breastfeeding because she's still doing it. He's still right there at the teat. Latched on. Just saying, mother-in-law, 36 years is a long time to breastfeed. Just saying. Weird Oedipal thing going on there, fell hermit fairy. Yeah. Or he agrees with his mom and just doesn't want to say it out loud. I could see that, Dr. Sweets. However, he still has the responsibility to talk to the wife and say, okay, how bad really is it? Instead of just immediately siding with her and going with her. So, and if he does still agree with her after the fact, after he knows everything that's going on, because think about his source right now. Now that he's with mama, the whole story that he's getting is from her. I guarantee you it is something like, I was just sitting there helping take care of the baby and unprovoked she came up and told me that I was a selfish bitch. It's going to be some bullshit like that. And as a husband, I feel like you have a responsibility to go to your partner and be like, okay, what really happened? What really happened? Man. But they have a 3-year-old and a 2-week-old. Apparently, I'm amazed. We talk about this a lot, or we see it a lot. I'm amazed at how much mother-in-laws, some mother-in-laws, can forget what it was like right after having a baby. 2 weeks! Their youngest is 2 weeks old. She apparently doesn't remember, you know, what the process was like immediately afterwards, because this 2-week point is when it got too much. That's when everything exploded. So it's been going on for how long? A week. Since that baby was 1 week old, this woman's been staying there and talking shit. You know how fried you are right after you have a brand new baby? And I don't even have the experience of birthing one, obviously, but but I'm there. And I know as a dad, I'm fried during that time because it is a very, very, very exhausting time. On top of that, to have somebody gnawing on your brain, just following you around, talking shit about everything you do. I would have snapped a long time ago. I would have snapped day one. You made it a week, OP. You made it a week without losing your shit. Exhausted is a gross understatement. Yeah. Down on the last final nerve, just hanging by that thread of a nerve, a shell of yourself, a zombie walking around, just barely functioning. And on top of that, to have this woman following you around, bitching about every single thing you do. I would have smacked that bee with a dirty diaper. Opened. Not closed. Opened. And you know those newborn dirty diapers, too. It's like tar. I would have smacked that bee right in the head with an open, dirty, tarry diaper right in her wig. She got it all stuck. That's terrible. Terrible. Oh, yeah. And the whole babysitting comments, too. Like, everything she said was way over the line. Everything. She is very clearly. Yeah, we have a lot of NTA stories where an Ascon 1 is present. This will be interesting, though. So mother-in-law's Ascon 1 for sure. Everything she said was way over the line. She crossed the line so many times that she doesn't even know where it is anymore. 84 years ago, I crossed the line. That's where she's at. Where's hubby? Hubby's got to be an Ascon 1, right? Hubby has to be an Ascon 1. To not even talk to your partner and just go stay with mommy for a few days after allowing her to treat your wife like that. How can you be anything other than an Ascon 1? The apple doesn't fall far from the bitch. The asshole doesn't fall far from the bitch. There's something there. Am I the asshole for waiting out my prenup before divorcing my cheating wife? My wife settled for me. I didn't know it when I married her, but I do now. She was in love with her high school boyfriend that her parents hated. She was with him all through university. Her parents finally told her that they would cut her off financially if she stayed with him. We met soon afterwards and I fell in love. She did not. Once again, this was a surprise to me. We had a prenup that her parents insisted on. I was in it for the long haul, so I had no problem with it. I basically got nothing if we divorced before we were married 10 years. After that, it was an even split as long as I was not the cause. She was banging her old boyfriend our entire marriage. I found out after we were married for 8 years. Oh, 8 years. I was angry and depressed. I had spent 8 years supporting her and her career. She has a much better paying job than I do. It is high profile and she deals with our government a lot. I decided that I could handle 2 years of infidelity. I had already gone 8 unknowingly. I filed for divorce on the day after our 10th anniversary. I let her parents pay for our vacation. Heyo, I didn't do anything dirty like send the evidence I had to her parents. I just had a lawyer draft a claim for divorce. Included was the evidence that the prenup had lapsed and our holidays were to be split. She said that I blindsided her after our holiday away. She doesn't understand why I would do it. I said that I just don't think we are compatible anymore. I am prepared to go nuclear if I have to, but I don't want our kids, yes they are mine, I checked, knowing why. I was like, dear God, comma placement, sir. Comma placement on that one really threw me off. It says, but I don't want our kids, comma, yes they are mine, I checked, knowing why. I'm like, okay, say the knowing why first, because right now as it just reads that you don't want your kids. I am keeping the evidence I have on her boyfriend in my pocket. I can blow up his marriage and make her parents pissed at her if I absolutely must. I just prefer to end things with me in a decent financial position to take care of the kids. Am I the asshole for what I did? No, but you need her to play nice throughout this whole process, so you at least have to let her know. I would think strategically here, I feel like the play is, look, I know that you've been banging Joe, what's his name, our entire marriage. And I found out a couple of years ago, but decided I was going to wait it out. We are getting a divorce. There's no question about that. You are not going to contest this prenup. There's no question about that, because if you do, here's what will happen. I know about all this shit. I have the evidence. If I present it to your parents, you're going to get cut out of everything. Play nice or else. Yes, I am absolutely, absolutely condoning blackmail. Absolutely. 100%. Do it. And if she doesn't play nice, here's what may happen. What may happen is that she may be like, oh shit, okay. But then her parents, who are probably in control over her legal representation, at least to a certain degree, are going to be like, hell no, fight this. And so she's going to have to be like, no, it's fine. And they're going to be like, why? There's a potential that nut could still crack open. Poor choice of words. You know what I mean. There's the potential that this could still become a conversation, but I think avoiding that conversation is in her best interest. So it is also in her best interest to play nice, i.e. blackmail. Do it. Do it. Divorce her, Anakin. Yeah. I think at 8 years, if you found out at 8 years, wait it out. 2 years. 2 years to make it worth it, right? 2 years. Am I the astronaut for wanting to use my fiance's cousin's ranch property for my wedding, but not invite his wife? Hello, I'm using a throwaway. I, 32 female, am engaged to Terry, 32 male. We have been together since high school. We are finally taking it to the next level. Everything is ready. We got my dress and bridesmaids and my maid of honor. Same goes for Terry. Only thing is the venue. We want to use Terry's younger cousin's ranch, which is located in Kansas. It is a remarkably large ranch. It is also the ideal location for our wedding, perfect for the amount of people who are invited. It has a stunning view and a variety of animals. We want to take pictures with their horses and cows. The only thing is that Terry's younger cousin, Byron, 27 male, and his wife, Anais, 26 female, own the ranch. Well, I don't want Anais there. I'm okay with inviting Byron. I have never bonded with her. I've tried before. She's too quiet and keeps to herself. She despises technology and phones. She dresses in old cottage clothes. She hosts tea parties for her friends. She really resembles a woman from the 1940s trapped in a 2020s body. I think she's just odd. I feel like she just tries to be unique. We don't really talk at all to one another. When there's a family gathering, I ignore her. I get along greatly with Byron. He's like a little brother to me. All I know is I don't know what he sees in her, but that's not really my problem. The issue started when I wanted to use their ranch. I asked Terry. He thought it was a great idea. Byron was on board when we told him. We prepared everything. I sent out the invitation with the help of my friends. Everything was fine and dandy. Terry did get a call from Byron and asked if I forgot to put Anais' name on the invitation. Terry didn't know what he was talking about. When he was done on the phone, he asked me if I forgot to put Anais' name on the invitation. I was honest and told him, no, she's not invited. I never liked her. Terry told me she is invited regardless. It's their property and that she is like a sister to him. He thought I was just annoyed with her, but I was standing my ground on this one and told him no repeatedly. We were just going back and forth. Terry just walked off and I guess called Byron. They no longer want us to use their property and not attend the wedding since they're both upset. Byron did call me and said some colorful words to me. I hung up, of course. Anais did message me as well, saying the only way they'd ever let us use the property is if Terry was marrying someone else, not a spoiled brat like me who thinks she is entitled to everything. She blocked me as I tried to message her back. I did tell my friends about this and they think I am in the wrong. Terry's upset with me and hasn't really been talking to me that much. Terry's family and my entire family are furious with me. Now the majority of them don't want to go. Am I the Askenot? Yes, you are the asshole, OP. So we had the story. We had another story that was talking about somebody mistreating someone who was basically doing their wedding planning for free and ended up costing them thousands of extra dollars because they couldn't run their mouth. You've got no reason to dislike this girl, OP, except that you think she's weird. Because you don't understand the way she dresses or how she is generally. It's not like she's offended you. It's not like she's come up and talked shit to you. It's not like she's done anything to you in any way, shape, or form. You just up and decided that you didn't like her vibe. She wasn't really on brand for your wedding, so you didn't invite her. You can't treat people like shit and expect them to do you favors. That makes you an asshole. Pretty big one. How big of an asshole are you? How big an asshole. She made a judgment on someone purely based on their appearance or clothing style or general vibe. And then here's the audacity on this one is I know from the very beginning that I'm not going to invite her, but I'm going to ask permission to use their property first. And then like a coward, I'm just going to send the invitation with his name on it, Byron's, and not Anais'. And then they'll have no choice. Of course they have a choice. It's their land that you want to use in the future for your event that you already sent out invitations to. You're getting this land for free to use, and you flew a very public middle finger at one of the owners. What did you think was going to happen, OP? You're an asshole. You're an asshole. And in this case, in my personal opinion, because you made this decision the way that you did, just based on her appearance, she didn't do anything to you. You're just up and like, I don't really like her vibe. She's not invited to my wedding. I know it's her land. She's letting me use it for free, but ew. Yeah, that makes you an even bigger biatch. Ask on one size biatch. Also, actively passing judgment on someone just for the way that they're dressing. That's what you get. Am I the asshole for banning mom from my wedding? My parents got divorced when I was 16. Dad cheated with mom's sister. Oh no. That couldn't have caused any family problems at all. After the divorce, Dad married my aunt. 2 years later, he realized his mistake and divorced. He then tried to get back with mom, but she was having none of it. When she discovered the affair, mom stopped talking to a lot of people, Dad included, because a lot of them knew about the affair and covered for them. Family, friends, if they knew before she did, she cut them out. She would only communicate with Dad through lawyers, my brothers, and me. My mom remarried 5 years ago. My dad is still heartbroken. It's either the tiniest violin or a booger. 3 months ago was my engagement party. It was the first time in years mom has been in the same room as a lot of the invited guests. I asked while planning the party if this would be a problem for her. She said it would be fine. I thought that meant she was ready to forgive and move on. Oh no. She was friendly with some, got on well with my future in-laws, but gave a frostbitten cold shoulder to most. Aunts, uncles from both sides of my family, my grandma, friends her and dad used to be close with, dad, all tried talking to her. She acted as if they weren't there, that they didn't exist. I was mortified and angry. It's been years. She couldn't make an effort. The next day I went to see her. We argued. I accused her of breaking her promise to me. She asked what promise. I reminded her that I asked if we would have a problem with the guests. She said no, that it would be fine. She then said that she told me no lie. She was fine with the guest list. It was my party, but she made no promises to interact with those guests. I called her childish, resentful, vindictive, that those personality traits are probably what drove Dad into another's bed. Oh, what are you doing, OP? Why? She made me and Dad look like fools in front of everyone, and if she wasn't going to forgive, if she wasn't interested in repairing our family, then she was uninvited from the wedding. That's a bit much. You didn't ask, okay, this story, there's more to the story, but OP, you didn't ask her if she was... if she was down for repairing the family, you asked if the guest list was going to be a problem. Now you've twisted that to say, oh, if you're not interested in repairing the family, how is a wedding going to be repairing your family? You think that this event is going to be the kumbaya moment that brings everyone together and all past sins just wash away? Could you say your feelings don't matter any louder to your mother? Can you say, I don't give a shit about your trauma, about your problems. This is about me. You're not even asking her to fake nice. You're asking her to repair the family. That was 3 months ago. She hasn't reached out, apologized, or anything. Can't imagine why. I sent a message inviting her dress shopping. She didn't reply, and she was a no-show on the day. I sent pics of the dresses I liked, asking what she thought. No reply. I sent another message asking if she'd join the next shopping outing. Perhaps we could find her a Mother of the Bride dress. Again, no reply.
What did you expect to happen? You entitled little shit?
I went to Dad, upset. He tried calling Mom, but as usual, his call went to voicemail. I feel hurt by all this. Yes, I said things that hurt her too, but she is being so stubborn. I'm her child. She should put some work in to mend what broke. My brothers have told me they disagree. They say I'm selfish and self-centered as Dad. If Mom never speaks to me again, it will be my own fault. The thing is, Mom never gave Dad a chance to make up for what he did. He's still sorry about all that happened. I'm afraid she'll be as stubborn and bitter about our fight as she was about Dad's affair. We all make mistakes. So am I the Askenot? I think possibly a small TA, but she is too. Top comment, you're the asshole. Your dad was heartbroken. Oh, poor baby. And your mom didn't make much of a scene. She just didn't interact. You're expecting far too much. You should have been thankful she did as much as she did. Her friends and family who knew betrayed her in the worst way. Her sister betrayed her. And you expect her to get over it? Sounds like you definitely chose your dad, so enjoy your mom-free wedding. And the balls on you to call her those names and then say that's probably why your dad cheated. Honestly, you're the worst. Even your answer to the bot pisses me off. She's stuck in the past. Not only did her life partner betray her in the worst way and upended her life as she knew it, he and her sister destroyed the relationship with her biological family. And then to hear friends and fam knew and didn't tell her? That left her totally alone with no fam to lean on, no one addressed at all, and obviously her daughter couldn't give a shit because she was too concerned with Dad's feelings to even try to understand the sheer devastation of the wrecking ball your dad and aunt threw into her life. Honestly, you're awful. Additional info from OP stated in comments. OP stated that if she was cheated on in this way, she would try to forgive and forget. She wouldn't want to break up her family and her if her fiance slept with her sister. She wants her mom to let go of her anger and forgive everyone and move on. Bullshit. 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 That's the biggest bunch of bullshittery I ever did see right there. Tell you what, that is bullshit. It's only because she's already taken the position that she's already taken that she has to stick to her guns now and say, oh, yeah, if my fiance cheated on me with my sister, of course I would. Yeah, I'd forgive and forget. Bullshit. You aren't fooling anybody in the entire fucking world, you asshole. You uninvited her from the wedding because she had enough self-respect to maintain the boundaries that she set in place. You obviously have a temper, OP. Said a bunch of shit that I guarantee you didn't mean, but you said it and then tried to backtrack it by inviting her out to do things. Guess what? Your mom's gotten really good at going no contact. It's easy because she's had to do it 100 times before because of what your daddy did. She's got real good at going no contact with people that she loved. So when you crossed that line, you joined the crowd. The no contact crowd. She has turned off your relationship with her. I would be shocked if you were able to run this back. I would be shocked if you were able to backpedal and salvage this because she has been burned so many times. Flipping that switch is just too damn easy. Too damn easy. And you pushed several buttons that engaged that switch. So, yeah, have fun without your mom at your wedding or ever in your life again. You didn't just disrespect her. You went for the jugular here way too far, which means you have to go at least 3 times that far in the opposite direction to even begin scratching the surface of the possibility of maybe someday making up for this. Good luck. Also, what you claim to be your relationship standards scare the shit out of me and should scare the shit out of your fiance as well. Clearly, you don't have a problem with cheating. What does that say about you? Lilith says, I hope OP's new husband sleeps with her sister during the reception. Let's see how forgiving she really is. Legit. Legit. Annie says, my guess is OP's siblings are going light contact with her after this too, or none, no contact. I mean, they said it. They're like, huh, way to go. You're screwed. That's basically what they said. You're screwed. It's bullshit. Everything she's saying here is bullshit. She had a spoiled little brat moment and spewed a bunch of hateful shit that she didn't mean and is incapable of walking it back. Also, you cannot say that daddy made a mistake. He cheated with her sister and then married her. He didn't trip and fall into her bed. This was premeditated and elongated. This was over a series of time. This was not a one-time thing. It wasn't a mistake. It was a choice. Am I the Askinoff for wearing a gold dress to a wedding? Before we get started here, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts right off the rip here? Is it a faux pas to wear gold to a wedding? There's mixed reviews here. Like, is it okay? I thought it was just white too. No red, no white. Gold is fine. Oh, red is probably a no-go too. I don't know. I don't go to a lot of weddings though, because I'm a hermit. We're hermits. Candy Thunder and I, we're hermits.
Okay.
Color gold, I think. All right, here we go. I will link the dress. We'll see. I put gold in quotation markers because I think it's more bronze orange, but maybe I'm splitting hairs and I am the Askinaut. Some context, my 30 female best friend Dan, 30 male, got married to Lauren, 27 female, yesterday. Me and Dan have been best friends since high school, and despite always being platonic with no romantic interests on either side, his now wife Lauren has always disliked me. Okay. In their 3 years of dating, I have not been allowed to see Dan alone because she feels that it's suspicious that I want to hang out with him. Honestly, I just missed my friend. Despite me being happily married, she's always kept me at arm's length. I always figured this was because she's from a very conservative family. Dan has spoken to her multiple times after she'll back off for a little bit before reverting to complaining about him being friends with a girl again. It's not ideal, but she makes Dan happy, so I made my peace with it. That brings us to the wedding. Originally, I was going to be in the groom's party, but Lauren ended up crying, saying a wedding is not a place to swap gender roles. Dan was fighting her on this, but I told him I'll just attend as a guest and not to choose this hill to die on. The dress was warm tone garden party, and we were encouraged to wear earthy, warm colors. I picked out a bronze/orange dress that I thought would fit this perfectly, and the style even matched some examples they gave. In short, I thought I had nailed it. The wedding went great. However, at the reception, Laura dragged me aside and said, "I cannot believe you would wear gold to my wedding. You're not the first prize. You're just f***ing trashy." Okay. I was so shocked in the moment that I just stared at her. She practically screamed at me to leave, and she was drawing attention, so I grabbed my husband, said goodbye to Dan, and left. Dan reached out after and told me he was upset I left his wedding so soon. Lauren's mom has texted me saying I ruined the wedding for her daughter, and I'm stupid for wearing a gold dress. She's saying it's as bad as wearing white. I was genuinely not aware that this was a thing. I want to reach out to Dan to explain, but I don't know if I'm in the wrong here. Am I the Askinaut? Nope, it is not about the dress. It ain't the dress. It wouldn't have mattered if you wore a black dress. It wouldn't have mattered if you wore a green dress with flowers on it that said floral garden party on it. It wouldn't matter what it was. She would have found a way to make this a problem. It's not the dress. It's you, honey. This girl is so insecure whenever it comes to you, which has got to, OP has to be threatening in some way. Opie is either attractive or they have a close friendly bond. Maybe they laugh about stuff that Opie doesn't get. I don't know, but they have something that she doesn't have and she's very, very insecure about. This is a her problem, Opie. It wouldn't have mattered. Would not have mattered at all. And I hope you told Dan what she pulled you aside and said. He was mad because you left. Does he know why you left? Does he know that he's married to an insecure harpy? Does he know? What's need to see the dress? I need to see the dress too. Dude, this was not about the dress. Hold up. Here we go. There you go. There's the dress. There it is. That's the dress, everybody. Wore this to a wedding. Got called trashy. Said to leave because she wasn't the first prize. Yeah, I'm gonna call bullshit on that. It was not about the dress. This had nothing to do with the dress at all. Nah, not a gosh darn thing to do with the dress here, honey. But I'm also not a lady, so ladies, could be considered too revealing. Marble City Mom Meow, so it's not about it being gold. It is bronze orange. I mean, nothing wrong with that dress, and it isn't gold, Angel. Yeah, it's... She was intimidated. She's insecure. She was insecure about you for a long time anyway, so that's not a surprise. I truly do not believe it would have mattered what you wore. It wouldn't have. She's clearly threatened by your appearance because the dress wouldn't have been an issue otherwise. She clearly thinks that her husband's going to look at you and just lust after you. Like, your friendship boundaries mean nothing, apparently. But that, I think, says more about her than it does about him, or than it says about you. If she is that insecure, either she's been cheated on badly before and just has some serious trust issues when it comes to that department and her man having female friends, or she has done it, which has guilt projecting, right? So it's one of the two things. She's got to have a reason for doing it. Doesn't excuse her treating you like this, but you got to tell Dan. You got to tell Dan what kind of bullshit she's pulling here. It is. This is ridiculous. And I think we've already said it, but we're going to say it again. This is NTA. This is NTA for wearing a gold dress to a wedding. I don't know. OP's comments here says that's hard to answer. We're two totally different people. I think we're both attractive in our own way. I am your Barbie stereotype, 5'11", blonde hair with a six pack. She's a petite brunette bombshell with a beautiful tan and a full figure. I'm also a good 2 inches taller than Dan, hence he's not my type. I'm not his, so it's comparing apples to oranges, but I do get your point. Okay. She just called herself the Barbie stereotype. She's got an issue with her appearance. It is an insecurity. Where that's rooted, it could be a variable answer, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's rooted. It doesn't matter why she's insecure. The fact that she is mistreating you because of a her problem is a her problem. But you got to let Dan know and be like, do you know what your bride said to me? OP needs to tell her friend exactly what the wife said to her. The bride told her to leave. Exactly. Hubby's upset that you left, or your friend Dan is upset that you left. Tell her why. Tell him why. Words are hard. Tell him why. Why did the mother-in-law even have OP's phone number? Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. I'm sure that the bride made sure she gave it to her. Update. Wow, guys, I genuinely didn't know what to expect posting this to strangers on here, but I am so thankful to my husband for suggesting this. I needed a non-biased view on this wearing gold to a wedding issue, and now it's clear that was never the issue. Thank you. Many of you asked if the dress I wore stood out, and honestly, I know I'm biased saying this, but I genuinely don't think so. Another girl was wearing the exact same dress, but in a dark red, which we had a laugh about. Slip dresses are pretty common wedding guest dress where I am, and it was the type of dress that was recommended by the bride. I think many of you were right in saying it was never about the dress, but how I looked wearing it, 100%, and just about you as a human. I do want to start this update by thanking my husband, who suggested I post here, and have been having a ball reading your comments since posting, and even posting a photo of us this morning with the caption along the lines of, "My gold prize of a wife. I am winning in life thanks to you." Nice. It's been a crazy 48 hours since the wedding. Turns out Dan found out pretty quickly what actually happened and called me last night. Apparently Lauren's mom had told him I was really drunk and told Lauren her dress wasn't it, so I requested to leave. Dan had his suspicions that it was bullshit, but it wasn't until his mom calling him that confirmed it. Turns out she was nearby when Lauren pulled me aside and ironically was actually wearing a yellow gold dress and tore him a new one about letting Lauren treat me like that. Wow. Dan didn't have a solution when he called. I could tell he was emotionally exhausted and pretty defeated. He said he wished I had taken it out on the open bar rather than leaving, but he understood why I left. Yeah, because your harpy of a new wife asked you to. He thanked me for taking the high road and that it hasn't gone unnoticed. He apologized for what happened. Apparently, this is an ongoing fight between him and Lauren. For all of those who said Lauren just hates me, turns out it's 100% true. Apparently, she's been trying to convince Dan to cut me off because that's what a good husband does. He said he thought she had gotten over it now that we were married. I told him that he needs to focus on his happiness and that I will always be here to support him and that I will take a step back if that's what he needs. They were supposed to leave for their honeymoon yesterday, but when Dan called, they were still at home, so who knows? I've blocked Lauren and her mom and forwarded the messages to Dan as recommended. Thanks again, everyone, for your comments and judgment.
Holy shit balls.
Imagine finding out the day after you get married that you married the devil. Imagine finding out the next day that you had just hitched your wagon to an evil, narcissistic, really insecure, really terrible person. But it's been an ongoing fight. So he knew that this whole thing was there already. He knew. You're right. Annulment is an option. Annulment is an option. But this is not a new problem. That's what concerns me. What concerns me is that to Dan, this is not a new problem. So her actually acting on it and doing something that was in character, as far as this whole argument goes, may not be enough. May not be enough pain for him to do that. But the fact that his mom tore him a new one for how his new biznatch of a wife is treating his friends. And that has to be enough pain for him to be like, oh, it's much worse than I thought. So maybe he will. Maybe he will. Ripley, if they didn't go on a honeymoon, they're barreling toward an annulment or divorce. It could be. It very well could be. I hope it does. I hope this shit person gets what she deserves, which is an annulment. Let your insecurity, she showed her ass at her own wedding and gave a completely unwarranted lashing to this person who did nothing but show up, probably brought a pretty nice gift and support you guys. I'm sorry, you look too good. What is your problem? What is your major malfunction, bitch? Why would you come here showing yourself off like that? So, I mean, couldn't you even do the decent damn thing and gain 20 pounds for my wedding? Bitch! Wow. I mean, look, if on your wedding day, you don't feel like the most beautiful woman in the room, I think that's a you problem. Tell me this, ladies who have been married, ladies who have had weddings. Did you feel like the most beautiful woman on the planet on your wedding day? I hope you did. Hope you did, because you deserve to. I don't know, Candy Thunder on our wedding day was and still is the most beautiful goddamn woman on the planet. But I hope you feel that. I mean, it's terrible. You're still NTA OP, but I truly hope that Dan now sees her for who she really is, because this insecurity is severe enough to drive her to say some pretty awful things. And to show a side of her that he probably has not seen before, or has not seen her show to other people before, at least. But now he knows what she's capable of. And yes, it is. He's finding out fast enough after that wedding where an annulment is possible. So let's hope it goes that route for his sake and for OP's sake. Hell, she could regain a friend in this whole process, which I'm sure the narrative that the fiance or now new bride is going to spin if they do end up getting this annulled because of what she said to OP is that OP ruined her marriage. Not 24 hours after being married. The marriage has already fallen apart. All because of that duplicitous whore once again. Okay, our next story here is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askanaut for Not Sharing My Inheritance with My Cousin That Her Father Left Me? This got complicated real quick. I, 32 female, used to have this really cool Uncle Bill. He and my Aunt Sarah, 55 female, started dating when I was 3, and we just had this type of instant bond. I loved this guy and he spoiled me to pieces. It was a constant joke that the only reason he married my aunt was so I'd officially be his niece. He was ecstatic when my Aunt Sarah became pregnant because being a dad was something that he had always wanted and adored my cousin Julie, 24 female, for the first few years of her life. Then one day, while Bill was out of town, I was sleeping over and in the middle of the night I woke up to use the bathroom and heard the back door slam. It had a very distinct sound. I was curious and peeked out the window from the room that I was in that was overlooking the backyard. There was a man there talking to my aunt, laughing and hugging before we went away, and the way that he left was not circling around to the front where the other cars would be going over the fence, and I thought that was weird. I went back to sleep, and when I woke up, Bill was back, and without thinking, I mentioned what I saw during breakfast. Sarah tried playing it off, but she was weird about it. Unfortunately, that began an avalanche and mess of not only did it come out that Sarah was having an affair and Julie wasn't his, but my mom and maternal grandparents knew and said nothing. Oof. Wait, how old is this kid at this point? I don't know how old they are when this all went down. There was a divorce, and while Bill let Sarah have the house, he knew she couldn't afford to maintain it. Left the country, he had dual citizenship, and never tried to stay in contact with Julie. It was heartbreaking. I missed Bill, and I was sad for my cousin, so I became a target for her and Sarah's anger. In their mind, if I hadn't said anything, Bill would have stayed. I felt so guilty about it for years that I accepted their acts of wrath and silence, but when Julie hacked my email to reject my offer of admissions to my dream college and two scholarships, I just couldn't take it anymore. They what the what? So now they're committing crimes because mama sleeping around isn't the reason that Bill left. It's because you pointed it out as a kid. Cool. They're getting an immediate this for that. There was a huge blowout between my mom and Sarah. We've all been VLC since. Very low contact. Fast forward 2020, and I happen to see Bill on social media, and I shoot him a message. Ironically, I was surprised that he responded, and he asked about my life. We would talk for a while after that, but never once brought up Julie or Sarah. Bill never married and found out he couldn't have bio kids, and I knew that was tough for him. Unfortunately, Bill has passed away. I went to the funeral in secret just to pay my respects and then went back home. I expected nothing, so I was surprised when Bill's lawyer called and told me that I was left an inheritance. I was surprised, and so was Bill's ex-girlfriend, because she tracked me down on social media and put me on blast where all of my extended family could see, and word got back to Sarah and Julie. They think that I'm a witch, and my grandparents want me to split it to keep the peace, but I kind of don't want to, given how they treated me. Am I the Askenot? Am I the Askenot for not sharing my inheritance with my cousin that her father left me? Father, quotation marks here. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. There was a legal document that says this belongs to you. They don't get to decide differently. The only person who could make that decision is gone now. The final decision has been made. Now that money is yours. You decide what to do with it. You're not your grandparents. Not your grandparents. It's not your fault that she screwed around. She FAFO'd in real life. It's not your fault that she found out. She found and he found out. Bill left. Found out his daughter wasn't his, and unfortunately, I don't know how old she was in that process too, picked up and left and burned that bridge too, which sucks. It sucks for the kid. Like, I understand, like, he having one parent do that, finding out your dad isn't your real dad, and then he's gone. I understand that would be very, very tough, and I understand that she's harboring some feelings, but they should all be directed at her mom. Who still to this day will not accept responsibility for what she did, but blames someone who was a child at the time for outing her. And now says that she deserves part of the money that was left by the guy that she cheated on? That. No. No. Take it up with Bill, bitch. Blah. You should. Just be like, okay, you know what? I understand how upset you are. And I understand how you think you were wrong. I'm going to send you something. Look for it in the mail. I think it would be advantageous of you to send them something. Tell them you're sending something. Look for a check in the mail. But they open up that certified letter. It should be certified. Make them sign for it. And then they think it's like a legit thing. And it's just a piece of paper. They're really tiny in the middle. Says, fuck you. Or make a check out for $0 or like 50 cents, a dollar. Dollar's good. One penny. And then I want you to wipe that check on your ass before you put it in the envelope. Dead serious. $10 in pennies, a penny taped to it. There you go. Ooh, and an Annoyatron. Danny, they ruined her college chance, so double F you. Yeah, their response was to hack your email, commit fraud, and try to ruin your actual career, your life, your future. All because she still won't accept responsibility for cheating and blames you for her life falling apart. It wasn't her choosing
to be unfaithful that ruined her life. It was you saying something about her choosing to be unfaithful.
Yes.
That's how it works. This story is from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Askinot for Taking Bites of My Girlfriend's Food? Joey doesn't share food! We eat out a lot. We can't cook. And my girlfriend does that thing that women do in movies a lot, where they take a bite off their boyfriend's plate. But she does it, like, a lot. I'm not talking about like a handful of chips or something. She ate over half of my loaded barbecue fries last time we were in my hometown. The plate sits in front of me, but it's clear that it's her food, and I get the leftovers. I've asked why, but she claimed that genuinely she didn't realize she was as hungry as she was or that my food just looked better. No biggie, because we're both very active outdoorsy people and food is fuel. Haha. I would just order bigger portions and be happy to share. And then she started ordering smaller portions and mostly eating my food. I didn't say anything, even when it got kind of ridiculous. Think full-grown woman went on a 7-mile hike and now wants to eat a side salad with no croutons. Still not a problem, honestly. If I'm still hungry when I finish eating, I just order something else. This is when the problem arose. Getting back out of the car after every time I ordered a second entree because she ate most of mine, she would freak. The first time, she told me I had embarrassed her, and she asked me not to do that again. I explained that I had still been hungry after the first meal, and I just wanted to fill up before we hit the road again. The second time, she started crying in the car and asked if I thought she was fat. When I said no, she asked why I had to order a second entree if I didn't think she was a pig. Every time, it was a fight. It got so bad that a couple of nights, I just didn't want to deal with it and went to bed hungry. This poor dude. We were at an unnamed neighborhood bar and grill, and she went big spender today and ordered a chicken wonton taco appetizer and water. That's Applebee's, right? I ordered as well, and as is usually the case at this particular restaurant, they either forgot or didn't give a crap when we asked to bring out the tacos at the same time as my meal. She starts eating, and I'm left staring and hungry. We had been hiking that morning already, and it felt like my stomach had given up and was digesting my spine. I quickly convinced myself that it wouldn't be a big deal to have one of those tacos because she eats my food without asking all the time, and that's what our relationship is. So I grabbed one and started eating. Insert incredibly loud, incorrect buzzer. I knew it was a bad idea the minute I did it, but it was too late, and I just kept eating. She looked shocked for a moment, but didn't say anything. Throughout the meal, I would try to engage her in conversation, but she wouldn't respond. When we finally got to the car, she asked if I thought she was fat again, and we had an argument. And eventually, it came around to her saying that a man taking food off a woman's plate for any reason is sending a message that she's fat.
What? What?
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll apologize, but I don't really see how that's the case. Reddit voted NTA, but that his girlfriend needs therapy for her unhealthy relationship with food.
Yeah. Yeah. My sandwich? You ate my sandwich?
It's the same kind of thing. Has anybody ever heard that bullshit line before? If a man takes food off of a woman's plate, it means she's fat. Is that what he's saying? I have never heard that in my entire life before, and it sounds like 100% bullshit. Can we agree on that? Have you ever heard that shit? If that's the case, wouldn't it also mean when she was taking food off his plate that she was calling him fat? It doesn't make any sense. Also, what we do, I think, is the right way to go. Whenever we order things, typically our default is to we both order things that we will both like, and we split half and split half. That way we can get two different things. It works really, really well. But why is she just ordering tiny, tiny stuff because she doesn't want to feel fat? Like, that's the whole thing. She's stuck. She's got a very unhealthy relationship with food, and she definitely needs some counseling about it because she is now taking it out on you, and it's going to destroy her relationship. Update. Turns out she's pregnant, and that's why she's really hungry all the time. I'm just kidding. That's not a real update. It's not a real update. Lilith thinks that this is a power play. She's asserting dominance. Maybe she's just really hungry, but she doesn't want to feel fat, so she doesn't want to order a big meal. So she orders a tiny salad because she thinks that's what she was supposed to be doing. But then when his food shows up, she's like, screw it, I'm hungry. But it happens every damn time. She can learn. And he's not judging her based on what she orders or doesn't order. He just wants his food. This guy
has got it so bad right now that he's just choosing sometimes to go to bed hungry because it can't deal with the emotional fight that happens if he actually eats what he wants to eat. This poor guy. So the question, am I the astronaut for taking bites of my girlfriend's food? No. No. Hartsy, tell her to knock it off and order more if she needs it. Might need to check into family style places. Ripley, yeah, take her to a buffet next time. Buffets only for this girl. Or all you can eat something. That way it doesn't matter. And she can order something tiny, but she can refill that tiny thing 12 times if she needs to. Joey doesn't share food. How hypocritical, though, to take half of your meal every damn time, but the instant you take one bite off of her plate. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. How dare you? How dare you eat my crispy chicken wonton taco without clearing that with me first? The instant you reached your hand over and touched that crispy wonton taco, you told me I was a behemoth beast. I shall not have it. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again.